check and show me your penis.
Check out a picture of penis.
Give me baby's penis.
Suck 1-2 inches.
Suck
1 or 2 inches.
Suck 1-2 inches.
Suck 1 or 2 inches penis. welcome to Meerschaum Karaoke. this is our first night here at DJ's Landing Running.
This is our first time. Welcome to everybody with a 1 or 2 inch penis.
My wife, she left me for a man with a very big, very big black penis.
Disgusting black penis.
Big, disgusting black penis. I used the divorce money to buy a karaoke.
and now I have quit job.
I've come. If we will do songs all night, and if women like, have a good time. In my friend... Harry Arjoy, he tells me...
That's right, Harry Arjoy. Harry Arjoy.
he tells me that if I run a karaoke night, I will become new pussy.
You will be getting the most of the new pussy.
My penis will become into a new pussy. Because yes. Women, they cannot... they love a man who is...
My friend.
He does music.
I do the music, I do the karaoke, I do... I hire a guy, I play guitar, but and underneath so, it's midget.
Nobody gives
guitar.
A shit. Start karaoke.
Shut up.
The drinks don't go to $2 until you start the fucking karaoke.
Get out.
That man, do not have sex with him, ladies. You are only allowed to behold the penis to me. On your pussy, your pussy is to become to me.
It is to us only and no one else, definitely nobody with a big black penis.
Okay, let's get it started, shall we?
Let's get retarded.
Let's go put your name in the bucket and then we will draw everyone. I've not done this before, but you...
I've not do the karaoke.
Is there a bucket or you just line the names up, okay?
Everybody get in a line.
I'm going first. I'm singing Violet Femmes. Let me go on like a blizzard in the sun. Let me go on. Big hands, I know you're
yep,
the one.
Whoop, hey, whoop.
Give background. Hey, Birshit Haran. Bir Haran, background whoop, for me.
Whoop, oh. Hey,
ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Bihamadan Akhradin is
hey, oh, show me your pussy, bitch.
Let me go on like a blister in the sun.
Boo!
I can't remember which part is...
Get these Indian homos off the fucking mic!
Which part is the whisper? Barry Haman, when do I do the whisper?
We do the whisper when the girls show you.
How about you do the whisper and then I will do the big part?
Okay, I can do that.
Let me go on.
Like a pussy in the gay cabin.
Like a blister in the sun.
Let me have sex.
Like a blister in Nissan.
Like a blister in Nissan.
Like a blister in Nissan.
The words are on the screen.
Shut the fuck up!
Be quiet!
Shut the fuck up, you motherfucker!
I only know how to read Turdu. I never learned how to read English, which is why I lost all the money in the divorce. Because the contracts were all in the English and not Turdu.
Turdu?
I speak Turdu and Pisani. I'm from Iran. Now, this is my kind of song.
Boo! Get the fuck off!
Blinded by the light, lived up like a dozen in the night.
Jump!
Bum, bum, bum. Might as well jump.
Might as well jump.
You fuck jump, do it. Just fucking do it.
Jump, motherfuckers.
Please fuck me in my ass. I am so drunk. Yeah. Said three diet cokes.
Oh no, now we are drunk and maybe everybody can fuck our ass.
That's, I don't know if that's allowed.
We're sorry, everybody.
Mm-hmm. Hi, I'm the fat drunk girl at the bar.
There we go.
I will suck both of you off to get off this
get
stage.
Get out of here, bitch.
Why?
I remember you're being fat. At EJ's Landing at karaoke one time, and there was this woman that was like probably like 43 years old, fat as shit.
Respect.
Like, overalls and a side ponytail, like hanging onto her blossom look.
Big respect.
From 20 years earlier.
That.
Singing Cyndi Lauper.
Oh, of course, dude. Yeah.
The floppy hat. The floppy hat legend.
EJ's Landing was truly a time capsule. Mm-hmm. It was like that karaoke was just for people that peaked at 17.
Yeah.
In some of the worst years to do peaking in.
Absolutely.
Like 83.
Right.
You know, that was Pahanish's whole thing. Yeah. He was like, you know, like you can tell Pahanish did not change at all from when he was like a senior in high school in 1982.
You know, I got to give those people credit. At least they peaked. Now, I feel like a lot of people our age are like nostalgic for high school when they were fucking losers.
Absolutely.
Like, so many of my friends from high school.
I said that recently. It's like, yeah, it's like people have this idea that to peak in high school means that you were cool in high school. It's right. Like, no, that just means that you peaked.
Yeah, it just means your life still gets worse.
Yeah. Yeah,
but it's not, is it a peak if it's all one fucking straight line at zero?
Yeah.
Like, no, it goes down.
Yeah, you're right.
It goes beneath it zero. Negative. It goes in negatives. Yeah.
The reality is they probably peaked like the year after college. You know what I mean? When they thought their whole lives were ahead of them. Probably went into debt to get a nice apartment or some shit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I either peaked at 11 or I haven't peaked yet.
Right.
It's definitely been.
I peaked at fucking 6, dude. I was fattish. I was cute. Yeah. Eating whatever the fuck I wanted. Everyone's going to weddings. Fucking eating, drinking Shirley Temples, getting sick off the desserts.
Uh-huh. My fattest at 11 when That's I was nice. Like, well, we've already lost this battle.
Yeah.
11 was when I stopped being cute. I got ugly for like 10 years after that.
Mm-hmm. But, well, 10 going on 20.
No, I got. I've,
10 going on 24.
I've rebounded nicely mm-hmm. in my late 20s, early 30s.
11's cool because that's when you start getting like horny, but you don't like
you don't
like,
know.
Well, there's
sex
no chance
is.
I'm gonna fuck.
Right? Yeah,
it's like I'm just beating off is new, and it doesn't mm-hmm. feel like you're losing.
No,
you know
it's exciting.
You're like, guess you're just jacked off to porn.
Yeah,
I remember I called
score.
You're right. It's like the first
time
I
called my friend on the phone to tell him I jacked off to porn.
Mm-hmm. Well,
I
you
was
called
so
him
excited
on the
about
phone
it.
To help you walk you through the process.
No, that's not
very
true.
Out of guess what?
I watched this soft
since my wife left. I just jacked off to porn.
I have been doing jacking.
I've learning jacked off.
I watched the Skinemax softcore, and then I called my friend the next day, and he's like, "That's definitely a porn." Yeah.
I've told the story before about overhearing a guy with cerebral palsy talking to his friend on the phone about getting his own apartments and then getting Cinemax so he could masturbate to pornography. I told you that story?
I don't remember.
Yeah.
That's awesome, though.
Yeah.
Respect to him.
He was just like on the phone and he was like, yeah, no, I'll have Cinemax. Just like with the double crutch with the arm.
Yeah, mm-hmm. yeah.
Where it's like, you know, you got handles on there, but just in case we don't really trust you with the handles.
Right. You got some cups around your arms.
Yeah, they're going to hold on to you.
Yeah.
Just to make sure that we're on the same page.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That you're handicapped.
You're useless.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you can't throw them at someone that's laughing.
Yeah. I love that scene in Breaking Bad where the bullies are... Like, just fucking being like, Mommy, I'm trying to put on my big boy pants.
What scene?
It's the first episode. When the kid with cerebral palsy is like getting pants and then
Walt
like,
Jr.
Yeah, and then some like
Flynn.
Some high school like kids from his high school like jocks are like elbowing each other. They're like, Mommy, I'm trying to put on my big boy pants. And it's like in what universe?
I know. Even in high school, dude.
Yeah, right.
Exactly. Like grown adults are making fun of a guy for having cerebral palsy.
Right. Not only that, but to his face.
Right, right, right.
Like, I'm probably one of the worst people in the entire world.
Yeah.
And no doubt, I would make fun of that kid.
after.
It would be later with my friend, yeah. And it would be some of it is like fully expecting my friend to be like, come on, man.
Come on, chill, dude.
Because that's what's in it for me.
Right, right, right.
It's not to have a friend that's like, yeah, get that retard. Like, yeah. I don't know about this.
I feel like come that on, only bro. Really exists mm-hmm. in movies.
That's what I think. It's like, was Hitler even that bad of a guy? Mm-hmm. Or was it the problem was really that he Go was off. Surrounded by guys like Himmler that were like, yeah. And true. Let's fucking gas him, too. Uh-huh. Right, he's like, right. I don't know. I mean, I was just joking.
I was fucking
too
around.
Many yes men.
You know, no, I mean, I'm going to make a movie about
I'm trying
it.
To, I'm trying to be Charlie uh-huh. Chaplin over here. You know yeah. what I'm saying? I'm just doing bits.
I'm just trying to get pussy from my yeah. niece and like, do some watercolors.
A lot of people don't know, but Hitler sounded exactly like Martin Lawrence.
He did.
Yeah. What if we got to...
That's why yeah. he was crushing. That's why his speeches yeah. were all awesome.
Yeah. We got the Jewish people, and we going to round them up. And say, get to step.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he did do a really famous Jewish people be driving like this bit.
Hell nah.
Nah, 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 with them little ass hats.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Nah, they call me the Führer.
Chris Rock told a story
I'm not
about
trying to be president.
When Martin Lawrence opened for him and Chris Rock was just like coasting through his gigs, and Martin Lawrence was absolutely like the room was shaking, and he was like, fuck. He just got buried by Martin Lawrence, and he's just doing his bits for like talking about, you need to wash your goddamn ass. And it was just like, and he's crying. You know what? I would be losing
it's
it.
It's hilarious.
He's so funny. He's so funny.
I was a kid, I saw him. He came out on stage, and he was just like in underwear, and then he had like this giant dick. And then he's like doing the set with like a giant dick, and then he pulls like a sock out and like wipes his like brow.
Oh, that's funny. Physical. Yeah.
Yep. Which is just a
prop.
I wish I could remember what it was. Comedy was so much better back then. Remember all of your comedy special was all black dudes, and then they all like this the set was like there'd be like a barrel on fire. And it would be like the hood.
Right, mm-hmm. right.
As presented in that scene in one of the National Lampoons where they drive into a bad
right, right. Yeah, like a ghetto, even they have not experienced.
Yeah, yeah. Stereotyping right. stereotyping themselves.
A ghetto that's mostly like diamond plate steel
yeah.
all in the background and then yep. like a barrel on fire.
Very yes. industrial.
Yeah. Sort of more of a junkyard. There.
Right, right, right.
Yeah.
There should be four homeless guys warming their hands around right. it.
Like a multi
out.
A multi-level gay club. Yeah. Part of yes. which is just on.
It would be awesome if that's what it was.
Yeah.
Like a great gay club. Yeah. Yeah.
A multi-level, like a go-go cage.
Yeah.
And Oscar the Grouch is in it. He's got an eye patch on. And he's yelling directions at the hip-hop dancers.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. I thought that shit was so cool when I was a kid.
Oh, yeah.
I'm like, wow,
those
what
are
a
great sets.
What a cool time to live in.
Yeah.
You got diamond plate steel. Everything's purple and green. Uh-huh. Look at all these cool colors we got.
The suits are enormous.
Yeah.
Oh man.
I mean, really, they figured out colors in the 1990s.
Mm-hmm. They didn't shy away from color.
They definitely knew what
they're
color
back,
were.
Baby. Isn't everyone dressed like it's the 90s now?
Oh, I have no idea.
No, I don't think so.
No?
Mm-mm.
Are you sure?
Mm-mm.
Adam, why don't you cut on that little AC, man? I'm over here.
Yeah, it's kind of hot.
I'm over here getting my
you're
balls
baking.
Are getting humid.
Yeah, let's turn off the JC and put yep. on the AC.
That's true.
The JC is the Jewish conditioning.
Jesus Christ.
It's making him think about the electricity bill.
No, you're...
His Jewish condition.
You want a little bit.
So yeah,
a
turn
little
that
bit
JC.
Less
yeah, we gotta turn your JC down a couple of cents. It's set to 74 cents, mm-hmm. and we're gonna turn it down to 62 cents.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
Just like a Jewish guy masturbating to the sentence, "Women earn 74 cents on the dollar,"
because it's a good
and
deal.
Then, yeah, because it's women, and then there's also change in there.
Yeah, yeah. That's a nice 2-for-1.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I didn't know. You know what's probably happening?
Yeah,
Jewish guys are probably the number one employers of women.
Yeah,
because of the deal.
That's true.
There's yeah. probably some Jewish guy who's like, all the CEOs are women. Everybody I hire is a woman.
Uh-huh.
And he's getting pressed for being a gender mm-hmm. hero. But in reality, 74 cents.
It'd be funny, too, if Harvey Weinstein was like going around bragging to his friends, his Jewish friends, being like, some of them you don't even have to pay. You can just have sex with them.
They're just these women. They want to have sex with me to be in the movie, and I put them in the movie, and I don't pay them. Sometimes I'll just have sex with them, and I'll say, you know, we'll see what we can do.
Mm-hmm. But they just find me that irresistible.
If that's what he thought. He's like, I don't want to do it. But I'll trade sex for work.
It just saves the bottom line.
Sometimes I can't sleep at night. I feel like a whore.
Yeah, I feel like I'm being used.
An intersex
body.
Whore. I don't even you, Mert. You know I don't even have a penis.
My fucked up little nub is getting licked by these.
I can't. It's disgusting. I'm having to inject it with drugs.
They seem to be really enjoying themselves.
Did you hear about this last year? The CEO of Warner Brothers, or the president, like studio president, had to step down because he was like he was kind of trying to shop projects for his girlfriend, and he'd be like, I'll produce something if you make my girlfriend the star. And then a couple weeks ago, the head of NBC Universal abruptly stepped down because he was doing the same thing, and it was the same girl.
Respect.
She must have had the best pussy.
Top notch.
I don't even know. I googled her. She's not like she's particularly not hot.
What's her name?
She's some Australian chick.
Australian.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But wow. She's making all these like powerful men.
Salute to her, honestly.
Lose their careers.
She also must be horrible too, because imagine having that much of a leg up and two guys get busted trying to like. She can't even get an HBO Max sitcom or some shit, or like a straight to Hulu like fucking 4-episode something.
Yeah, that came out, and then she was also tied to like another Australian billionaire.
Respect.
So she's just got the magic pussy, I suppose.
That has to be it, right?
I guess so.
Because if you really think about it, the people that stick the most, that you can't get over the most, are the ones that are that you enjoyed fucking the most.
I suppose, yeah.
If you really do the math.
Yeah, I guess so. I don't know. Maybe she's just...
I have no problem getting over anybody. You just move forward.
Yeah.
Just move forward. Stop taking your pills.
You just drive away.
Just keep it going.
You just drive away. Get in that car.
I mean, really, you have no choice, you know?
I know. That's really all you can do. Well, here's the thing. It's not even you move forward. It's the world. Just shit moves you forward.
People are like, you can't live in the past. It's like, yeah, I know. You literally can't.
I wish I could, but I can't.
I know I can't.
The people that stick around there are actually double losers because it's taking effort to go backwards.
You have to look forward. You have to always just keep looking forward.
You have to be looking the forward.
Daddy, every day is a new day. Every day is like a new pussy. The world is like a pussy, and every day you get to fuck a piece of it.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe Monday is you fuck 1 inch. And then you stop, and no, you don't fuck
you
anymore.
You don't fuck the rest.
And you say
it's for Tuesday.
It's you know, it feels good just the on the pussy lips on the tip, but it's not, you know, Tuesday.
Today is not the day.
Maybe
to fuck the whole pussy.
And 2-3 inches.
On the fourth day, when you have run out of inches.
And then maybe Friday, all 11 inches you put into the pussy. And this is my philosophy and why I'm so happy. And a lot of people, they say to me, Antonio, maybe you are happy because your penis is 11
you
inches.
You have an 11-inch penis and you are a beautiful Spanish man.
That checks out, okay? I can see where you're coming from with that. But also, I just stay positive.
Stay positive, and I have sex with anyone I want.
I have sex. It is true. I do have a gigantic penis. But also, I feel like I am kind of an optimist.
I have been reading The Secret.
Yeah. There's also things that are not so good for me. The other day, I thought I had Pop-Tarts left, and there was mold on them. And so I smashed up a bunch of dishes in my apartment.
And then tell the supermodel in my bed, clean it up, you fucking bitch.
And I cut her with the pieces. But then I calm down and I remember I have a gigantic penis. Mm-hmm. And I say, you know what? Life is just new pussy every day. And you have to keep fucking it. You can never stop fucking it.
If you don't get pussy, you remember who you are.
You remember exactly who you are, which is...
I'd sign up
but
for that
every
seminar.
Day you get pussy, you do drugs.
You do drugs. You have to stay positive. Every day you fuck maybe 4 or 5 women. You do a little bit of ecstasy. And then, you know, you drive drunk around the town.
You wave to the man. Everybody say, oh, there go Antonio on his stupid fucking penis.
He's a big, gigantic penis.
I'm fucked. We had to close the YMCA because that guy signed up.
Everybody killed themselves.
They had to pretend the bathroom was broken. They had to shut down the locker room because Antonio came and nobody could enjoy the pool anymore. A bunch of men sinking to the bottom, pretending they were looking for their contact lens, drowning themselves.
Oh, fuck. Yeah, so that's basically what I do.
Yeah, that's they call that the secret.
Damn.
I like to visualize having a large penis while I'm putting my average penis into a pussy.
Yeah, what I jack off to is just me having normal sex, but my dick is 2 inches bigger.
Yeah.
That's my go-to fantasy.
Yeah.
My shit is just like, all right, let's get this over with.
Oh, dude, yeah.
I'm not going to have a cigarette, so I'm just going to beat off. I might try to just go back to imagination because I get pissed now. Mm-hmm. I'm going to look at porn.
I'm the set, dude. I let one loose with porn, and I was like, "Who cares?
This sucks."
Yeah, this sucks. Fucking, it's nice that I'm free of being horny.
Yeah,
for like a couple hours, but yeah. That's the only good thing.
Oh no, I get depressed after busting.
Yeah,
yeah, in like to pornography, I guess.
No, mm-hmm.
I haven't been doing it.
It definitely
for a while.
Like levels me out, and then I'm right back into like bits or projects or whatever. It's like it's purely to relieve stress.
But if I jack off first thing, I do nothing because it's almost like I've done my reward for the day.
I have not beat off first thing in the morning since I was a teenager.
It's bad for you. It's bad for you.
Teenager.
Although I have a friend who says he jacks off first thing in the morning. He just rides the morning hard.
You're going to think this is insane.
The pee boner.
And just mental illness. But I've been like legitimately taking cold showers in the morning.
Yeah, I don't think that's insane. Cool, I like cold showers.
That's good for
you. I've been drinking way too much fucking coffee. And I like wake up with like these pounding headaches.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And I read that if you take cold showers, you like don't need coffee in the morning.
Bro, I take cold showers before I have to like do something. Like instead of like when I want a little jolt and I don't want to drink coffee like at night. And I used to do it when I was on the road. I would take a cold shower before the first show of the night. It's fucking awesome.
Dude,
they're great.
Well, it sucked. The first 4 or 5 days, like every day, it was like a nightmare having to get
it's horrible. I'm like, shout every time. My roommate's like, are you okay?
No, this time, now I'm like used to it. It's like eventually you just have to like get, like think of it as like not a shower and you're like jumping into a pool or something.
Yeah.
Even then, I'm a bitch though. So
yeah,
I'll never be used to it. But you feel awesome.
Which feels great.
I can. My legs are good. My face, my chest. As soon as the water hits my back, though,
the back's
like
brutal.
But it
feels so good when you're cooled down.
I love jumping into the freezing cold pool at the Schwitz when I go. Mm-hmm. You know, there's a Schwitz open. Actually, I don't want to broadcast.
Miss me. With
that's what you don't want to broadcast.
No, because I don't want to blow it up.
Yeah. And your gay friends?
Yeah, me and my gay friends have a secret Schwitz right now that's open in NYC.
You said there's a Schwitz open? maybe you tell Antonio.
Dude,
don't tell him.
If you tell Antonio.
Antonio cannot know about the fucking...
The Schwitz...
You had to close every public pool.
The Schwitz in the East Village, like Chassids go to... And they just sit there next to girls with their tits out, and they just like stare directly at their tits. It's very funny. Mm-hmm.
Damn,
they are what you call exactly like the stereotype.
Yeah,
how do you say?
My grandfather,
disgusting people.
He had cartoons he brought from Germany back, and every time there was a cartoon that was of Jewish, I said, "This is just like how."
I used to watch a cartoon, my Saturday morning cartoon.
I said, if this wasn't a drawing, I would say, is this a photograph?
This is unbelievable. Yeah. Who is this artist?
The only way I know it is not a photograph is there is a little signature on the bottom. Because you take that away.
I tell my grandfather I want to meet the photographer.
I want to see the man who photographized exactly what happened in real life.
And he said to me, Antonio, that is a drawing.
Yeah.
I said,
what the fuck?
And
their noses look exactly like that.
This is
their hands are clasped exactly that way.
I cannot believe this. Speaking of, I watched the, and I don't know if this will go anywhere, but it was just, I watched the Zac Efron
travelogue show.
I really want to watch it.
It's I have not had that much fun watching bad television in like literally probably 10, 15 years.
That's awesome, dude.
It's fucking wild. So the premise is like Zac Efron like heard this guy Darren Olean or something mm-hmm. on a pod. I guess he's a
who is that?
He's some lifestyle podcaster guy. Uh-huh. He's like a Cali like ripped 50-year-old
mm-hmm.
who yeah. has like blonde hair, you know, like just this like beach bum guy,
yep.
kind of like an Antonio.
Sort of,
one of these like, you know, it's all about energy and fucking you know, positivity,
good vibes,
whatever. And so Zac Efron heard his podcast probably on a Coke binge and was like, I got to meet this guy.
Yeah.
They became friends and now they have a travelogue show. That's mostly just a way to pitch Darren's bullshit.
Oh, really? I had no idea there was another guy involved.
He got this. Zac Efron brought aboard this guy.
This lifestyle guru. Yeah.
And then it's narrated by Efron and Efron's there with him. But they.
So Efron's on Bourdain mode with a sidekick.
With a sidekick.
He's trying to sell you like
and
his
I watched
oils.
The first two episodes. The first one's Iceland and the second one's France. And there's just so many good lines. The second one opens with, we're somewhere in Europe. Just in France.
Yeah.
we're somewhere in Europe. But
the Eiffel Tower's behind them.
Yeah, like... I can't. I mean, there's so much funny shit in there. Like, first of all, like they go to Iceland. And the first episode is presumably something about what's it called? Like geothermal energy or whatever.
Like, yeah, they use it for heating.
Yeah.
So.
And he's like talking about, he's like, we're so behind Iceland in terms of this technology. And it's like, well, do we have all of these volcanoes available to us where you could replace the northeastern
power? Oh, they got volcanoes over there?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's how it works is they like dig into where all this, like the geysers or whatever, they use all this shit. You know, and they're like, we need to bring this technology to the United States. But that's all in post. They add like that VO. When he's going around, people like everywhere they go, Zac Efron's just being like, are you fucking kidding me? This is... Whoa.
And, hell yeah.
I mean, you could do a supercut of that show.
Yeah.
And it's probably like in the 10 episodes there are, 62 hours of him just being like, just looking at the camera,
the
like,
hell? Are you freaking kidding?
Yeah, you know, just like him. Just there's at one point they pull up to like some steam processing plant, and it's just steam coming out of the ground and like just billowing in the air. And he's like, this is reminds me of like Jurassic Park or something. It's like, why? What about the dinosaur movie does this remind you of?
Well, I think at the end when the T-Rex comes out, isn't there smoke that it clears?
Maybe. There's steam. I don't know what reminds you of that, of Jurassic Park.
Probably use steam.
Yeah. I'm sure there's steam that
see?
It is.
Wow.
But just, I mean, so many like moments that are supposed to be comedic and it's just Zac Efron being a dick to a guy who doesn't understand what's going on.
Yeah.
They have one where part of the Norway one, they go to like a chocolate factory. I mean, it's all over the place.
Respect.
You know,
looks,
and they're like, they're
awesome.
Showing them how they make fudge and he's like, you could never make a river out of this. And it's like, What happened in your mind?
You could never make a river.
That's
out
it's
of
just
it?
Like saying like schizophrenic shit. And then
didn't they have to stop production because he like had an episode or something?
Maybe.
Where he's doing yips.
I think I heard something like that a while ago.
It would make sense, but
I think he got addicted to Molly. I'm pretty sure.
Respect. The second episode, they go to France, and it's all about water. And they're like, France has public water fountains available everywhere. And then they interview some municipal ladies. Like the idea is that water should be available to everybody. And it's like they have that at public park. I mean, you can go into a Starbucks and ask for a water, and they'll give it to you for free.
Yeah,
almost every fucking business will.
Right.
There is essentially like free water in like New York, but then. Like, whatever point they're trying to make, they end up at some French restaurant that specializes in water.
Hilarious.
A water restaurant.
And they're like, the waiter's like he's like, you cannot get this water in America. And he brings like a water, and Zac Efron's like, hell yeah. And he's excited to have this water that people can't have. And it's like, what is the point of it? Because there's a water crisis in Flint.
Yeah.
And now you're in France having water
luxury
for millionaires.
Luxury water.
So it's like, there's no thesis to any of
no.
it. They have a loose idea, And then again, they're just sitting there while they're like, whoa, wow.
What the hell?
Yeah, I can't believe. Yeah.
Fuck.
It's like he wanted to do a Bourdain thing, met up with this fucking Darren guy, and then the thing is just completely directionless.
Yeah.
I mean, it's truly insane. He has a different beanie on in every shot, like a brand new beanie, every shot.
I love him. He's looking puffy too, right?
Yeah. At one point, they go to like a
little alcoholic looking.
Yeah, like a waterfall or something. And they're like a ranger comes up to them. He's like, be careful around the edges or whatever. And then they're like, they're asking him questions. And they just, you know, they shot all this, right? And they're asking him questions, but they're asking him, like, do you know how many gallons of water, like, are processed or, like, go through this waterfall a year? He's like, I don't even think in gallons, so I don't know. They're like, do you know how many liters? He's like, I couldn't tell you.
Yeah, yeah.
And then they're like, and then the way they produce that segment is being like, wow, this guy doesn't really know anything.
He's a fucking idiot.
Yeah. And then they added these facts in post with Zac Efron reading them off a fucking cue card.
Right.
So it's like,
to show how smart
just to
he is.
Shit on just some guy.
Whose job it is not to know those facts.
It's not. He's a party. He's making sure you don't fall off the fucking ledge. And then at the end, he's like, you know, there's a story, and he has some anecdote, an interesting anecdote, and not autistic facts rattled off for some shitty TV show that people are only going to watch to do exactly what I'm doing right
now. To make fun of Zac Efron.
Yeah.
Damn. Although it was annoying when people were like 3 weeks ago, they were like, damn, this man got fat.
Yeah.
And it's like, come on, man. Zac Efron's hot as shit still.
Mm-hmm. Isn't he jacked?
He's jacked. He's just like not like, you know, the insane when he was still, I guess, at the tail end of getting molested by the guys at Disney when he was like super jacked. You remember that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's just kind of puffy.
Yeah, but he's still like in great shape.
I feel like for like if you're a child star, you can either go like chill stoner bro or like MMA t-shirt guy. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like the guys in
they drive the Channel to go from England to France, and they get off in was it Calais?
I think so.
Yeah, something like
that. Yeah, I think that's
what Colby Calais.
And then they get off.
They get off in her pussy.
The Darren guy is like. He's like, pull the car over. We're getting out of the car, shoes off. And he's like, anytime I'm in new land, I like to feel the earth. And then he's on the side of the road with his shoes off, like squatting.
Like on
he's
pavement?
Like, he's like, Zach, you got to do it. And he's like, because, you know, he's like, when you change time zones, your circadian rhythm gets fucked up because of jet lag. Never mind the fact that they went from England to France.
Yeah, right, they went like 40 miles.
So your circadian rhythm is not fucked up.
right. This is purely a fake line on a map.
Yes.
It might be a 1 hour time difference.
You're not jet lagged from your trip from England to France.
Like a maybe, like, maybe if you went to Australia, I'll give you that.
Yeah, and he's like, so when you ground yourself with the Earth's electromagnetism resets your circadian rhythm.
That's very cool.
But then the whole time, like Zach's like, I don't know about this, and it's like, motherfucker, you brought this guy, because you like this bullshit.
Also, it's like they're clearly trying to like stir up a thing so that when he does take his shoes off, it's like a big, it's like whoa, Zach's like buying in. It's like just. Take your shoes. Who cares?
Yeah.
Put your feet on the grass for a moment and it's over.
The show is just, it's so fun.
I like that it's like an idiot interacting with different parts of the world, but it's also a rich guy being defrauded by like a scam artist.
By a scam artist. Yeah. And it's also like sub Bill Nye level science.
I mean, yeah, there's no way what he said is correct.
Right. They go to a geyser and he's like, so what is this? Like water? And they're like, yeah. And he's like, whoa, time for a massage. And then they're just at a spa. And he's in a jacuzzi with the fucking podcaster.
That's awesome. Respect. That's my ultimate goal. I want to own a restaurant. Obviously, we've talked about that. Mm-hmm. Surf and turf restaurant. That's big for me. But I also want to do a travel show.
Uh-huh.
That would be awesome. That'd be great. If I could just get paid to eat.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
The problem is Action Bronson basically did the fat stupid guy's
travel.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But whatever. Someone let me do that. Someone pay me to do that.
Uh-huh.
Once I can travel again. Just eating lamb chops.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to go piss real quick.
Go for it.
Go for it, man. Go piss out of your little ass prickadill. Yeah, dude, I bought some fucking lamb chops at the fucking butcher.
I love good chops.
Boy, does it make a difference when you're you buy it from the butcher.
Oh yeah,
instead
for sure.
of fucking Key Foods broke ass lambs. I don't know what's going on with their fucked up.
You got
lambs.
Them with you got them with the long bones still.
Of
attached.
Course, what the fuck kind of question is that?
Yeah,
that's I didn't even know they existed otherwise, and somebody fucking you know.
When you get them at Costco, they're just like the little triangle.
That's so fucked.
Yeah.
That's so fucked up.
The lamb at Costco isn't terrible, though.
The whole point is you grab it like a little caveman.
Exactly. And it's so fun. Fuck. And then the little fucking, there's like little meat clinging to
dude,
the bone.
I suck those clean. Clean, dude.
I
suck them the way you suck my penis.
Yeah.
Without even a little inch of scum.
I do it incredibly clean. Yeah.
Yeah, you absolutely. Like one of those little feeder fish.
Mm-hmm.
That's what you do to my dick. You clean it off. Dude, yeah, I got some fucking chops waiting for me at home.
I'm stoked to...
Yeah, we're going to watch some damn soccer.
Oh, yeah, we're watching the Champions League final. Because Sav and I have a more European perspective on things than Nick.
That's true. That's true. Nick is going to go work on, he's going to go build something, shelves or something, while we watch soccer.
Yeah, exactly.
On and then the basketball. Couch. Damn,
oh,
what are we going to get, man?
Oh, boy.
And I brought some truly hard seltzers for us.
Oh, we're getting drunk?
Look, man.
No, I'm stoked.
Smoke some fucking...
Some cushy dreams.
Well, look.
Listen.
Not for free. It's a premium.
Smoke some unnamed fake yeah. weed.
Yeah.
Some fake weed that we might have mentioned previously on the show.
Yeah, we'll watch some fucking soccer. Uh-huh. What are we going to eat? That's the real question for the boys.
We got to figure it
we
out.
We get some za. We get some sushi. I'm open to whatever, honestly.
I'm down for sushi, dude.
I'm down for whatever. Just the boys watching sports.
I love sports, dude. I love that basketball's on every day
every
for 8
second.
Hours.
It's about to be over, though. The first round's about to not be that way.
I'm going to miss it.
We're just talking about how Adam sucks my dick in lamb chops and how we're going to watch soccer
mm-hmm.
after the show.
Lamb chops, huh?
How do you feel about lamb chops?
How about glam chops?
Mm-hmm.
They're covered okay. with glitter and cum.
Yeah.
No. Yeah.
No. It's a gay lamb chop. Yeah.
No!
We're having glam.
Shut the fuck up.
We're having glam chops.
Some
tonight.
Things are not to be fucking joked about, Nick.
I'm dressing up like Mimi Bobek and eating mm-hmm. glam chops.
No. No. Gay people can't have lamb chops.
That was Stubbs' first crush.
No, it wasn't.
Mimi from the Drew Carey
Honestly,
show.
Honestly, lamb chops were... I've told this story before, but there's a baby video of me with one top tooth and one bottom tooth, and I'm literally eating a fucking lamb chop with the bone.
You're already eating.
I was nine months
That's
old.
That's an interesting picture to save.
My mom
it's a cherished it memory of
it honestly is a cherished memory
as a baby eating
I
lamb
love
chop.
Lamb chops
yeah. with your soft
it's first
baby
of all
teeth.
It's cute if you saw a baby eating a fucking rib or mm-hmm. anything that an adult anytime a baby does anything an adult does it's cute
mm-hmm.
so that is a cherished
I
memory.
Saw a baby pic of me having sex with a full-grown woman it's really cute so cute
she's everyone's laughing your whole family's clapping.
Yeah, my dad's crying.
Look at him. He doesn't
That's
know.
That's my boy.
He doesn't know he can't bust yet.
He's
the last... never had sex before. This is his first time.
Everybody smile.
Yeah.
Everybody's holding your little penis.
That
laughing.
Was the worst part about my first time was my dad with the camcorder.
Good show, Eddie. Give her yes. Fuck her. Pretend
movie.
She's a man.
Any good movies coming out anytime soon?
Tenant is coming out internationally and then eventually in the States.
I think I might get an OLED TV.
Okay.
I thought you had one, no?
I don't.
What's the difference?
OLED's got the pixels can turn off individually. So
it's going to be dark as shit.
Yeah, it's got like an infinite contrast ratio.
That's pretty tight.
Yeah.
I don't
you
know.
Need to get,
yeah.
You need to get like blackout curtains if you really want to.
Get your dick hard with that shit.
Yes.
And I do. I think I'm going to... The next setup I have...
I think I'm going to show my penis.
I'm going to show everybody my penis.
Number one. Show everyone my penis. Right away, Captain.
Right away.
And how about the one about a man showing his penis to a bunch of kids? It's real. It happened beyond belief. You ever want to show your penis to a bunch of kids? How about at a playground? Well, one man found out exactly what happens when you do just that.
Just run-of-the-mill pedophile stories. Yeah. They've completely run out.
Yeah. According to newspaper reports, it happened. a very similar event happened in the 1950s in New England. And how about the one that put the story about a man who put an entire infant in his ass? Not this time. We made it up.
Yeah. It was just the infant's penis.
It was just a baby.
How about the one about the two guys meeting in a park bathroom and having gay sex?
Yeah.
It's real.
And the story of the Chinese man with a 17-inch penis going to the hunting lodge and raping all the hunters. We made that one.
That one's not true.
That's fiction.
That wasn't even one of the stories. That one, I just thought about that and laughed.
I was thinking giant Chinese dick. Yeah, right.
I didn't watch the episode.
I haven't been watching.
I've been in the back trying to fuck one of the female grips. There's a female grip I've been trying to have sex with, and I was talking to her instead of watching the show. This is pieces of ham roll up in his beard. I was at the craft services table.
This isn't live. Just look at the notes. Just take a second and go over the notes.
I have to shoot Star Trek in an hour. I'm getting in the character as Riker. They're like, Riker's good at his job. Is he? Or did I make it up?
Or is it? Nope. Fake.
That one's fake.
That one's fake.
That's also fake.
How about the one where I'm able to maintain an erection with a woman?
Mm-hmm.
Nope. We made it up. I'm gay.
How about the guy that taught himself karate at home and then robbed a bank with karate? That's real.
That's real. I'm going to do it in a couple weeks.
Yeah, I
haven't done it yet, but I will do it. Mm-hmm. It's going to be real.
What about the one where the guy got his mom cremated, and when they gave him the ashes, there was a gold ring in the inside that he found, and he put it on, and he turned into his mom. And then he got married to his dad.
He sucked his dad's cock the first thing.
Mm-hmm. And then him and his dad got married.
And then he nutted. And then his dad nutted in his mom's pussy. And he gave birth to himself.
That one's fake.
That's a real.
But only because the guy in the real story was black.
You didn't mention his race.
He changed it to a white guy. We couldn't get a black guy to play the character. It happened to a black guy. In the 1980s.
Talk about a real Freaky Friday.
According to newspaper reports, it happened to a black guy in 1980s.
Mm-hmm. Damn.
How about the guy that turned an ice cream truck into a monster truck and then and he would just drive around listening to Pantera? That's pretty good. It sounds cool.
Yeah, he did that.
What about the guy that the ice cream truck from the game Twisted Metal, but mm-hmm. it was a monster truck?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It was the boss from Twisted Metal. Cool. How about the one about the boss?
He's the real. Crazy clown.
Yeah.
He's actually real.
How about fucking Darktooth from Twisted Metal?
But he exists.
But he exists. And instead of the music in the game, it plays Pantera.
Yeah, that's right.
That would be tight.
Yeah, that would be tight.
That would be tight.
I'm Jonathan Frakes, and this is Would This Be Tight? How about that?
Would that shit rock?
Would this be a tight thing?
Would this be fucking awesome? Mm-hmm. What if Jackie Chan had big ass tits?
That would be.
He
tight.
Did all that karate, but you could mm-hmm. also see his fat tits mm-hmm. wobbling. Would that be cool?
The Wright brothers, but for time travel.
Mm-hmm. Oh, hell yeah!
Yeah, but then they make the movie The Matrix.
and then they become girls.
And then they chop their fucking pricks off.
That would be tight.
That would be honestly pretty tight because the Matrix rocks. So all of the Matrix is about being trans, all three of them?
Uh-huh.
I mean, the movies are about the Matrix.
Didn't they steal from a black lady? That's what
No, they
Hotep
stole it from
say.
Jesus Christ.
Hotep say a black lady
came up with the
movies. The movies aren't about anything. There's no reason to analyze it.
Uh-huh.
They say it's about being trans.
It doesn't matter what they say. The movie is about what if you lived in a virtual reality world and there was one guy that could control it and he got taken out of the world and had to go back and fight the machines? That's what the movie is about.
I guess that's true because Trans Neo would be able to turn everyone trans easily.
Yeah.
Yeah, if he was really
if their movie's about being trans, there should be one trans person that can turn everyone trans.
The movie has, I mean, it's like people, because people used to be like, actually, it's about Jesus or whatever. It's like, no, it's not.
Yeah.
It's not about Jesus at all. What does Neo do that's remotely Christ-like?
In number three, he dies.
In the third one, he sacrifices himself, but he doesn't sacrifice himself for anybody's sins. It's just some fucking like bargain to balance the machines and the humans.
No, it's the sins.
But you could argue that's what Jesus does too.
It's the sins of the dance party in
Zion.
Then
you can say that any movie where anybody sacrifices themselves is about Jesus. It's not.
It is sort of.
The Matrix is not about fucking anything other than its literal.
It's not about sacrificing.
It's not even about.
It's about coming back to life.
It's not even about being fucking trans. What's the argument? Being trans is actually like being a superhero that can control the world with their mind.
Obviously,
if it is about being trans, then it is like kind of insulting, because it's like, well, what being trans is that you're completely deluded into living in like a fictional world that you can subvert by pretending there's a second reality that exists and go living in, you know, in that one.
I mean, but in the Matrix, it's real.
What do you mean in
the
Matrix,
second reality?
That's out of the Matrix,
or in the movie, the Matrix.
Yeah.
There is
Zion is real. The Matrix is fake.
Yeah, the way the gender binary is fake.
The Matrix is entirely a would this be tight premise?
Yeah,
and the answer is yes.
Yeah, it's pretty tight. It's a tight movie,
but it is not about anything other than that.
I really this is a wild argument that a movie can't be about anything.
I did not say a movie can't be about
anything.
That's
basically what
you're
saying.
I didn't even come remotely close to saying
that. Adam, isn't that what he's saying?
I'm saying that the movie has no other fucking allegorical meaning.
Entire thing is an allegory.
No, it's not.
Yeah, it's
not
the allegory of the cave. It's about leaving. Yeah, it's
not
a basic allegory.
It's not.
It's about leaving the Matrix and leaving the cave.
The movie is extremely
and realizing
literal.
That the shadow.
It's not about it.
The shadows on the wall are fake.
You're saying it can't be an allegory?
I'm saying it can, but all of this whole idea, it's what loose threads tie it to being a story about Jesus or a story about being trans. It's bullshit.
Well, the fucking people that made it said it's about being
trans. Okay, then Terminator 2 is about Jesus.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I don't give a fuck. I don't care if he sacrifices himself.
So that's about Jesus.
But then he comes back to life in Terminator 3.
It doesn't have to be
Jesus. Good point.
It's not. It doesn't necessarily.
Jesus. No, there's things. They're not about. It's not about these things.
Well, I'm just saying. I don't give a fuck, actually. But okay, some things can be about Christ, but some things can have like Christ-like
story,
overtones,
story elements that repeat themselves throughout time because there's only a
archetypal,
like a finite.
There's
amount
a Christ
of,
figure is an archetypal ass motherfucking thing.
There's a finite amount of dramatic pieces you can fucking pull from.
Yeah,
but all I'm saying is to give the Matrix any more intellectual depth than it has as being like a science fiction movie about what if the whole world were computers is pointless.
Mm-hmm. But aren't all those bitch ass movies about something? And even though I don't give a fuck what they're about, because I'm watching them as the literal thing, they can still be that.
No, I'm taking it away from the Matrix.
They can, every dumbass science fiction guy thinks they're doing something that means something.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't. They never do. I agree with you. In reality, no one gives a fuck what they're about, but they can be about something, is all I'm saying.
They're not. It's not about anything.
I got a question for you guys. Would this be tight? A man loses custody of his kids, right? And then his ex-wife starts dating Pierce Brosnan. Yeah. So in order to reconnect with his kids, he dresses up like a British nanny.
And his gay friend puts a big fake
And then his
ass
kid sees
him
pissing, standing up, dressed up as the British nanny. So then he loses custody again of the kids and gives a great speech in court and says that, what's my crime? It's loving my kids.
Yeah.
And he still loses them. But 2 years later, Sally Field says it's okay for him to see them again.
Yeah.
Would that be tight?
No, because Sally Field is a fucking dumb bitch.
Dude, she's not. She's
she should let him see his fucking kids.
Yeah. Well, the courts aren't letting him.
No, that bitch could let him. It's her choice.
She could break the law.
No, that's not how custody works.
Well, would it be tight?
No, it wouldn't, because Sally Fields is a dumb bitch.
Well, if a guy dressed up as a British
That part name, would be tight.
I think it's pretty tight.
Yeah, that part would be tight. Does he get pussy in that movie?
You ever get any pussy?
No, there's an old man on the,
get any pussy?
There's an old man on the bus that tries to fuck him while he's dressed up as Mrs. Doubtfire. And then he like punches him or something.
Oh yeah, that's right, that's right. Oh, how dare you?
Something he's like, leave me alone.
Oh, right.
He's like, whoa.
Transphobia.
A trans lady.
Show, you know what? Show them The Matrix. Wake them up.
Why?
Take that joke because it's about being trans.
No, it's not. Matrix is not about it.
Things can be about shit that you don't care
about. Yes, they can. That's absolutely true. But I never want to hear again about how The Matrix is actually about something.
What, if somebody makes something and they say it's about it, it's about it.
No.
But I don't care.
Well, then why wasn't it about being trans fucking 20 years ago? Why is it about being trans?
I don't know.
This
don't
is like, you know, Harry Potter is actually about how Dumbledore is gay.
Yeah, it is, though.
It's not.
The lady that made it said
Oh, it's not?
It
things can't be about things?
It's not. Mm-hmm. That's not what J.K. said.
Yes, it is. She said it's about that. It's about
the whole thing is about Dumbledore being gay.
Yes. She said that.
So there All goes, seven books are about Dumbledore being gay.
There you go. There's your argument, Stan.
I think she did say that. And she said it's about how fellas have penises and girls
that's
have
true.
Vaginas.
Well, fine. That's what it's about then.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I agree. But I don't care. To me, it's about wizards. You see what I'm saying?
You ever see the movie Wizards? No. That's a movie that's about something.
Is it about wizards?
No, it's not about wizards.
Well, they should change the name.
It's about technology and fascism.
Okay.
Oh, that's cool.
So what the fuck? That movie can be about something?
Yeah. Because Ralph Bakshi is an artist. And the Wachowski brothers aren't even brothers.
Whoa. Now you're
the
dead-naming
Wachowskis.
Them?
They're the Wachowskis. Don't be a J.K. Rowling.
Now you're on your growling shit, dude.
Don't take... every time I watch The Matrix, it dead-names them. Right at the end.
Mm-hmm.
It says, every time, directed by Joel and Ethan Wachowski.
Directed by...
That's the code.
Thank you for explaining the joke.
Sorry. It was reflex.
Comedic
An
reflex.
Awesome, a very joke. Good mm-hmm. joke that was going to put the cap on a nice run of bits.
I'm sorry.
That's the
Adam.
Coen brothers.
Oh, fuck.
I'm sorry.
You know what movie I saw?
What movie?
Seen a couple. I saw yesterday Body Double.
Dude, it's so good.
It's so good, and it makes it's that movie's
so
not about
good.
Anything.
Yeah. It's one
that
of my,
one we can
it's
agree.
One of my favorite movies.
It's unbelievable
music,
how stupid
the
it
music
is.
Video in the middle of the movie.
Awesome.
The visuals
yeah.
are
the
insane. Frankie
the
visuals
goes to
are
Hollywood?
Unbelievable. Yeah.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, it makes no
Dude,
fucking
you
sense.
Should go on a,
it looks
the
awesome.
The entire movie looks like it was shot in a porn store.
You it's should go awesome. On a De Palma run. You should watch
I'm
all his movies.
I'm about to.
His Mission Impossible makes no sense,
I
but
love
it's
that
so
one.
Good.
That's the first one.
The first one, yeah.
Yeah.
But the fucking, the helicopter set piece at the end is amazing.
It makes sense.
No, when he's like trying to find the bad guy and like he types in like email like
yeah,
into the
yeah,
computer.
That's true.
Yeah. And then he's like,
dude,
yeah.
Body Double was, there's so much titties in it.
It's so
It
good.
Makes no sense.
Yeah.
The ending is, the end, like, on purpose, it makes no sense at the end. It make like I still don't understand what the fuck that even meant, sort of.
Oh, the ending is like he's back on set,
he's
right?
on set.
And he's afraid of being in a coffin? Was that
yeah,
what it is?
Yeah, that's the guy was claustrophobic. That's hilarious.
It's claustrophobic.
Also, the main guy's
it's all Hitchcock.
Bad
that's
at
all it
acting.
Is.
The main guy sucks dick at acting.
It doesn't bother me at all.
No,
it's
no,
so
it doesn't,
campy.
It doesn't bother me either. I'm just saying every part of it is fucking
that's
awesome.
My favorite Brian De Palma film.
It's so good.
Have you seen Blowout?
No.
You got to watch that next.
I might.
It's so sick. With John Travolta.
Oh.
It's fire.
Anything with big trash.
It's a Philly movie, too.
Well, I don't really give a fuck about Philly.
It's one of the great Philly movies, along with Rocky and Trading Places.
Well, let's not forget Invincible.
Yeah. All the
classics.
Shyamalan.
Oh, yeah. A lot of Shyamalan.
Not
movies.
Invincible.
Yeah, what's whatever.
The, what's it's the fine. One with
Undanceable?
Undanceable.
Invincible dance. Is like the
no,
MMA brothers.
No, I mean Invincible. You mean Unbreakable.
Invincible is the MMA brother
no,
movie.
No. Invincible is the one where Mark Wahlberg's on the fucking Eagles.
Oh, yeah. That's pretty good.
Oh, the Miracle on Ice.
Yeah. Yeah.
The Miracle on Not Ice.
Yeah.
Miracle on Grass.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. The Miracle on Weed.
I can be on a football team.
Oh, what are you saying, tough guy? I can't make the team?
Yeah, all I got to do is find the right guy and punch him right in the fucking dick. Then I can be on the football team.
Suck my fucking penis.
Yeah, I
suck my fucking penis.
Suck my fucking penis. Suck my dick. I'm fucking gay and my dick is fucking a small.
Suck my fucking
penis. Suck my fucking penis.
Damn, I'm getting sleepy.
No, I was doing Pushing to the Limit.
Suck me to my penis.
Suck me to my penis.
That's another De Palma movie.
I am fucking... I know, bitch. Suck. I am fucking gay as shit.
That's
fuck
great.
Me in my tiny ass. Suck my dick and fuck my mouth. I wanna feel it.
From the Push It to the Limit montage until like the end coke like fight scene, it gets so bad.
Yeah.
It's so boring.
It is bad.
Yeah, the shit where he wants to fuck his sister.
It should be like yeah, oh, a half hour shorter.
The beginning of Scarface is it's one of the funniest movies.
It fucking rules.
When they're trying to get pussy on the beach and Manolo's like licking.
Yeah.
He does the tongue thing.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it's so
yes,
good.
Yes, sir.
Beach lesbian.
So good.
What else did I watch? I watched a couple of fucking movies that are good. But I can't remember.
You're right watching now. The good shit, man.
I watched Michael Clayton.
So good.
It's pretty good.
Great flick.
It's good, but I think too much intrigue for me. Although I guess they do kill people, but it's too much of it feels too real. I want cartoony like powers that be. You know what I mean?
It's not magic enough for you.
No, that's not what I'm saying. Although I do like elements of magic.
That final scene of Michael Clayton is so good.
Where he's wearing a wire.
Yeah, he has a cell phone.
Yeah.
But then also just him leaving the building and then sitting in the cab and the credits roll while you watch
it. So good.
Watch his reaction.
He wins.
You watch Long Good Friday?
No, don't spoil. I'm about to watch it because it's on Criterion. So let's not talk about it.
No, we watched it at fucking my apartment.
I did not watch it. I think
I tried to watch it and I couldn't. And it's on Criterion Channel now, so please don't spoil it. I'm going to watch it this week.
The last shot of that movie is similar to it's a 35-year-old movie stuff. I'm not. And you've had plenty of opportunities. And it doesn't ruin the fucking plot.
It literally does. Similarly,
you don't know it. He's not saying what the movie's about.
No, he's just saying,
you always do this. You're like, don't ruin reindeer games. It's like, I just want to talk.
First of all, I don't always do this. You guys have talked about so many movies.
You are.
I don't give a fuck.
You're
about
a spoilers guy.
Either you hear it.
You got to take ownership.
Do you hear it?
There's something going on in the background.
Is that my AC?
Yeah.
You hear, what is that noise?
Something.
It's like a pinging noise.
Yeah.
Maybe someone's like using a saw or something outside.
Maybe.
Well, anyways.
Whatever. The point is, I am a spoilers guy, but I don't do it on every movie.
Don't tell me what happens in Breakdown.
Don't ruin
the 1998
I'm asking you to
Kurt Russell
do a,
movie.
See, I'm asking you a basic kindness to do your friend.
Uh-huh. I've been trying to watch Breakdown for 23 years.
I don't give a fuck. Talk whatever you want about Breakdown. I don't know what the fuck happens in Breakdown. I don't give a fuck. I've tried to watch The Long Good Friday.
It hasn't
been available. I have the Criterion Channel now, and I'm going to watch it soon.
You ruined Copycat for me.
I don't give a fuck about Copycat
either. Now I know exactly what happens
with Harry Connick Jr. You cocksuckers have talked about so many movies I don't give a fuck about.
Now, great. Now I know Harry Connick Jr.'s in the movie.
No, and that's not what I'm talking about either.
Now I can't watch A Dolphin's Tale because I know what Chris Christopherson's going to say.
And you know that there's a dolphin in it.
Yeah. I don't want to know
that.
I don't want to know that.
The Dolphin's Tale.
I think it could be an allegory for all I know.
Mm-hmm.
It's
so funny that Harry Connick Jr. and Chris Christopherson are in The Dolphin's Tale. I feel like that movie was supposed to be made in 1993, and they got everyone on board, and they're like, let's just wait 20 years. Let's just give it 20 years.
Harry Connick was crushing it in the 90s.
What was he in?
He was
Copycat, Independence Day.
Yeah, he was acting, and he was a crooner. He was
a
singer.
He's got a daytime show that sucks dick now.
I think he's the son of the mayor of New Orleans or
Harry Connick Sr.
Yeah, Harry Connick Sr.
He was fucking Grace on Will and Grace.
Deborah Messing? Or he was like a guest star.
He was a guest star.
Oh, wow.
I used to watch that as a
child. How about
child.
Will and Race? And it's mm-hmm. Will, and he lives with a yes. black guy.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And he's like, you better not be doing any of that gay shit in the apartment. And he's like, oh, you.
Is this a black guy trying to understand Jack?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's Jack's pretty good. Like, they have a sale on butt plugs at Nordstrom Rack. And he's like, come on. Man.
Come on, chill, Jack. Chill with that shit,
nah,
Jack.
Nah, no, nah, miss me with nah. that gay shit, Jack.
Nah.
Don't be inviting Jack over here.
What
man.
Did I say? You stay in the hallway. You can yell through the peephole.
You know,
can pull the peephole out and yell through the hole.
You know who else had a transphobic part in their show was Will and Grace. Mm-hmm. Because there's an episode.
How about if, like, on Will and Grace's door, there's another hole that's, like, probably this wide down
for
at the crotch
penis.
Level. Mm-hmm. You can look through at the guy's
to
penis.
Look at his penis. Uh-huh.
Yeah. And not who is it?
Yes.
This is very good.
That's correct.
So no one told you life was gonna be this way.
We are all gay. Mm. We are gay guys. We suck. Awful bunch of guys. Mm-hmm. Weren't they not gay at the time? Wasn't Jack said he wasn't gay when he played that role, and now he's gay?
Wait, he was claiming to be a straight
I
man?
I think so.
Oh, wow.
I don't fucking know. But there's there's a plot line where they get a stripper who's like a hot lady,
mm-hmm.
and Jack gets hard when she sits on his lap, and he's like, I'm so gay, this has never happened. And then she reveals later that she's trans.
So
he's
it's
like,
a man.
Thank God it's a man. So that's
thank
why
God
I'm
it's
hard.
A man.
Mm-hmm. And
a biological canceled, male.
And you know what? Cancel Deborah Messing for that.
I remember I was one of the new episodes I saw. I think only the only one.
They brought it back?
They did.
Our boy Derek was on there.
And they there's a scene where they go into like a restaurant and like the host or whatever just looks like fucking the guy from No Country for Old Men.
Mm-hmm.
And there's some problem. He's like, listen, No Country for Old Men. And then there's like a big laugh and it's like, but you made
you
that
casted
guy.
Him.
You made him.
You don't get you don't get credit for roasting someone.
Yeah.
You created that character.
You made a person look
listen,
like that.
Bleeding out of your asshole.
Yeah.
Just a guy with his... Yeah. Okay, in the script.
Who are you? Bozo the Clown? It's just a clown.
That's yes. great writing.
No, I'm a woman. I'm an American woman.
Goddamn.
I'm an Asian American woman.
Respect.
I'm not a clown.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not here for your birthday.
No. This is how I dress, bitch.
I'm not here for your fucking birthday,
I'm not
kid.
Here for your birthday.
I'm here to see your mom.
I'm here to see your pussy.
All right, Stav, it's game time.
Ooh, what are we going to get to the order, Adam?
Let's figure it out.
I'm hungry.
Well, it kicks off.
Did it kick off already?
No, in 2 minutes.
Nice.